approached about having this done, the review process, and we have a packet. I'm not going to touch on every single slide, but statutorily, we do not have to make a change. No change is required, but there is a requirement to look into it and to see if a change needs to be made. So basically, you see that the population has not changed that much in Liberty County. That's not news to any of us. But if that population has moved around a little bit in the county and made one district bigger than the other disproportionately, that's what we're looking for. So that's what we're going to look at. What is redistricting? The difference between redistricting and reapportionment. Who is required to act? When is action taken? What laws apply? And how do we get started? So I got 911 coordinator Ben Guthrie. He has printed off a beautiful map. He's got everybody's, got a star on everybody's, all our school board members and county commissioners. Don't have names on them. It just has a dot where you live. There's a couple close to the line. And I think that's basically what we're talking about. When we do get into the redistricting process, that's one of the criteria is trying to keep incumbents in their district. Jackson County had a fit because the map that the board approved was different than the map that the school board approved. It knocked two school board members into the same district. One district didn't have a high school in it. So they have a lot more factors that they had to think about. But I think ours is going to be a little bit more simple than that. But basically what we need to do is we got five districts and we want to have the same population in all the districts. Now, a little bit earlier, Mr. James was talking about the prison. And that's the one factor that I think that is going to catch us and force us to move our lines is if we take out that prison population. There's a lot of case law that's leaning toward not using the prison population for obvious reasons. They don't vote. A lot of them are not from our county. I got a 14-page email today from one of the firms that's bidding on the redistricting process. They bid in, I want to say it was Jefferson County, but they have, does Jefferson County sound like about 60,000, 65,000 in population, and they only had 2,000 in their prison, which is way less than, you know, the percentage of what would be our population. But they were all in one district, and they ruled that they were going to, they weren't going to count the prison population, so that skewed, it gives, it said it went against the one vote, one person, one vote law. But another thing that's going to help us to not, because obviously it's going to be easier to not move our lines and to not have to do this. Us being at-large districts, I think it's going to help us because one district's not fighting for, you know, more representation because we all vote for you guys.
You're still representing the same amount of people.
That's right. Maybe in a different district. So the only people that it would have any effect on if we did move a line, and again, trying to keep the incumbents in the same district would be if I'm planning on running and I live in District 1 right now, and then you move a line and now I'm in District 2, and it ain't even up for election or whatever. I don't want to run against him or whatever. So that's just a couple of things that we would have to look at if we were at large districts, but or if we were single member districts, which we are not.
Do you have a copy of what Ben did?
I do have one copy. He is going to get me an electronic file of that, and I'll be glad to email those to y'all. It's in my office. I put it up on the wall. I mean, right when I got it, I put it on the wall. Everybody's asking about that.
Yeah, it's the one now, right? It's the way it's district
right
now.
That's right.
It was horrible.
That's right. And that's one of the things that we have to do for the person who is bidding. We have to provide what's current.
Right.
Because obviously they need to know what to
do. Do you have what's kind of being thought about?
Right. Not at all.
We
have put out an RFP. That's
okay.
Where we're at.
Okay.
We have not had anyone bid
Does
on it yet.
Does each county have to do an RFP?
Every 10 years, every county, every municipality, they're required to do redistricting. Now, that does not mean they have to change every 10
years.
They have to address it. Yes.
Y'all have not changed this in the last, you've been here long enough, right?
We've never changed. We'll go back to you. James, I don't remember us ever changing it.
I think that we did.
Y'all talked about it.
I think we did change it, because we had to.
Circle or something.
Yeah, because we had the prison population into it, so we had to move line in there.
There wasn't any major differences where we had different people in different, now you became District Two or One or something like that, yeah.
And of course, and this is very preliminary, of course, we hadn't even got started with it, but if it comes to fruition and it looks like there's gonna be changes, there'll be maps up on that TV that we can look at and interact with before. Just my biggest thing was I wanted to have your guys' blessing that you're gonna agree with what they do. Now, they say no, the Board of County Commission, because the last thing we want is two different sets of districts like Jackson County.
Well, we don't know, I mean, now just talking about Jody, you know, how can we agree with it? We don't know.
It's like you.
You're just giving us a heads up right now.
This is a heads up.
Do you have any idea where the county's leaning at? Have they said anything to you or anything?
I mean, this is exactly what I did with them. We went over this.
Okay.
When we've done it in the past, Grant, we've actually done a meeting with them.
Yeah.
And then that way, everybody kind of knows what they're talking about, and then you, yeah.
If that's the way I want to go, we.
And you can't ask them to agree with us when they don't know what.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
That's what we've done in the past.
Yeah, or something, or whatever.
Yeah.
I understand.
We'd be glad to host that if you want.
Is this?
Super Council?
Super Council?
It kind of sort of is, but the City Commission's kind of not in that. So this.
True, okay.
Does the city have to redraw their lines?
They have to look at this.
The city would have to look at that. This is strictly the.
Would they be under the same guidelines as we all or not?
No, not necessarily. Right now the city is precinct or is District 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And Precinct 3 is all city, but that has nothing to do with.
Well, if they take the prison out, they take the one-for-one, take the prison numbers out.
You're looking at some lines changing.
Yeah.
Because District 1 is the prison.
It's gonna go.
District 1 and District.
District 4 goes up to the prison, but the population is in District, most of the population of the prison.
You're right, James, I remember that.
Yeah, it goes right through the middle of it, but.
I remember that.
District 1.
Yeah, I thought it went right down the middle.
It goes right down the middle.
Their lines were in District.
I remember that.
That might change because they live that work camp on that side.
Yeah, but they don't use the work camp anymore, do they?
They do.
Where they can sleep.
They're using it as a training facility right now.
The new work camp is on that side of the prison, and they working on getting it open back up right now.
That would be an issue that they.
But there's no laws or anything right now saying that we can't use the prison population, is there?
No.
But they're looking at.
But they're working.
But they're.
Jefferson County.
There are lawsuits against counties who are not using the prison.
But there's nothing in, is there any legislation coming through or any, have you seen any?
I mean, potential, yeah.
Okay. So you're tracking that, you kind of gonna let us know.
That's right.
Where we are.
Absolutely.
100% of the district.
Common criteria for redistricting, obviously, the most common is gonna be equal population. This is slide 7. Means residents, not registered voters. So that's a point there. Ideal population would be total population about 5. That's obviously not always applicable. They're looking at nothing more delineated than 10%. So you're looking at, obviously, you don't have the exact same numbers. And again, we've got to count all that census being correct, too. The reason why we're doing it in 23 instead of doing it in 21 is COVID had, the census numbers didn't come in 2020 like they normally do because of COVID. So you have to do the redistricting in an odd number year, and we don't have an election. So this is the fastest that we can get to it. And then there's the other two, I'm looking at that map, and if we move District 1 down at all, then where are we going to move District 4? Because the bottom of District 4 is Selective Creek, and they like using, you know, creeks or rivers, highways, things like that, so.
You push it south, you mean you got the same district.
You move that district at all, dude. I mean, James is right on the line, Joe's on the line.
I'm here.
I think Nishaw.
It's a weird, well, you got the city line right there and the district line, it's weird.
Maybe you don't know what it's like, everybody says.
District five, who did every commissioner, every school board member, and.
I got that district.
A million others, because that's a big old district, land-wise, anyway.
You know, Gina, Sumatra, the.
The mayor, Addis.
Our, we advertised for a bid, for this, and the bids are due February 7th, and they're gonna choose a firm. The board's gonna choose a firm to do the study in the,
They pay for all that? They pay for all that?
Yeah, so that's.
As they should.
Yeah. They wanted y'all's, cooperation on that. Significant boundaries, we talked about that. When is the action taken? We're taking action right now. Completed an odd number of years, and then, the census data was delayed because of COVID. So what's going on now, the board did decide to, not hire a committee, appointment committee, just like they did. They did an audit, when we did the auditor, there was five or six of us that was on a committee that recommended the person, to the board. So they did not, wind up doing that on slide 11. Keep on moving now. What I'm doing today, reaching out to the school board, involving the process, seek assistance. I think that, that Ben is excited about getting back into mapping. He said it's been a while since he's done that, but he had a good time. He said he did anyway now. He may have just been blowing smoke, but he said he had a good time. He said it took him all day to do it, but,
So let me get back just a minute, Grant. So.
Yes.
We're not doing a committee? Y'all, Lincoln County's not doing a committee?
No committee, we're just advertising for bid.
And who's gonna score it? County commissioners?
I guess the county.
Evaluation team, that's county committee, yeah, okay.
As far as questions or comments or, anything about the RFP, it's right now it's Daniel and myself. So, and Jack, like I said, Jackson County just went through it. I've been talking to their supervisor of elections about the process, because she was, you know, she was elected in 20, and they wound up doing it in 21, because they had not done it for over 40 years. So she just.
Those are hard. That's my part.
When the numbers come in, she was ready already. She was jumping all in. Obviously, if there is a change, we have to make a notice of that, for everybody. But several public hearings, there's gonna be public hearings about it, which will be advertised, y'all all know about that. And again, we'd be happy to have your input. Again, we have another super council, not technically, but, have your input on it.
County.
Well, we would like to, I mean, I'm speaking for Jody, I'm not speaking for the board. I'd like to have you back in here. Once you get a little bit more information.
Okay.
I'd love it, once you get further along in this process, you know, you get the evaluations done, you look, you've got a vendor, y'all start working together.
With the county commissioner?
You lead the.
No, I wanna hear from Grant, and he's kind of lead on this thing.
When's the next meeting?
Next meeting, February 13th.
Yeah. We probably won't have much.
And if we, hey, look, we can schedule a workshop, it's convenient for.
Yeah.
I know you're coaching and helping coach, and we can work around some of the ballgames and stuff like that, or whatever. We may not have it anytime.
Way out, or, I mean, you know, like, you'll be working with your vendor, you'll be, you know, y'all will be talking. Any information you can feed back to the board, especially if there's gonna be any changes. Definitely, because I mean.
I'll get what we have.
2024 is coming on fast, so.
Well, county commissioner can't change our district.
It's sitting there.
Change there.
Correct.
Well, I didn't come back by the office when I ran.
Or agree that we'll keep.
You remember that I run in there and thought.
That's what I wanted.
Right.
It's a better map.
Good, okay, thank you.
We're gonna try to make it as easy on you as we can.
Yes.
You know, the least amount of work possible.
The county commissioner just take it easy on us, dude.
You've had our back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna match your back anyway.
I
got one, yep, yep, yep.
Thank you, Grant, great presentation.
Thanks, sir, thank you.
Did y'all wanna hear something?
You the man.
Sarah, email, do I have, obviously, I'll email you and let you send it.
I can do that, sure.
That'll work.
Thank you, Mr. Gomes.
Thank you.
All right.
Next superintendent discussed building usage and resolution.
Okay, so, in your folder, I've got a little outline there that says use of facilities. Behind that is actual our usage fee form, what we've been using. I can tell you, to the best of my knowledge, and I'll try to make this very quick, and again, we're not taking any action on it, this is just to talk about the current rates for building usage. If you remember, Miss Gloria Parrish has been coming, I think I talked with most of y'all that she's interested possibly having a church service here, and which would require rental of the facility. The current rates in this form probably has not been updated, probably since the 90s as far as the fees.
This form?
This one here, I'm sorry, it should be behind that. There's a application for use of building facilities. Not a whole lot to it. Kind of breaks things into categories. The main thing is that, you know, you have insurance, and then, you know, you got some fees that are in there. It does have some subjectivity for me and for you. Obviously, y'all trust me to do that or enable me to do that. Typically, we waive fees if it's benefiting children, if our children are involved, 4-H. I've actually been waiving some fees for some of this pro-style volleyball. I like to keep things going here. That does a couple things. That helps our parents not have to drive to Marianna or Tallahassee or Panama City to play ball. But what we do is we have arrangements with these pro-style, and I'm telling you, it's a pile of kids. We get all the concessions. So what Jennifer's been doing at the high school, she comes and helps manage that. And like she's been rotating. Okay, so for this Saturday's tournament, boys basketball is going to get concessions, and they come and work the concessions. They've making really good money for their programs doing that. And I want them to keep doing games here. It keeps our people and parents from having to drive somewhere, stay overnight, eat out. Everybody comes here from outside counties, eat in our restaurants, go to our dollar stores, and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's kind of the issue here that I wanted to review with y'all, kind of tell you where we're at and kind of maybe a direction. I'd like y'all to give me some direction on going, and I've got some ideas for that. Right now, currently under number two, there's no fee scheduled for a long-term usage. And the probably the people that would like to use it is an example of church. Now, being a Baptist pastor, Florida Baptist Convention has utilized schools throughout the state for years. Some churches that are church plants will have all their equipment in a trailer, and they'll pull up at a school auditorium. They'll get up and set up their chairs and their tables and their Sunday school material and all that kind of stuff. They'll do a service, and then after the service is over, they put it back in the trailer and they leave. Okay, that happens. This is not an uncommon practice for churches to do that, but that would probably be the kind of group or organization that would want it on a regular basis or a long term usage. The questions I have for an example, like possibly with her request, do they want it just for the AM service on Sunday? Do they want it for Sunday night service? Do they want it for Wednesday night service? What about special services, Saturday nights? I think of things, or other nights of the week. What if you have a revival? I know at our church we have a revival Sunday through Wednesday, or Wednesday through Sunday, I think this year. Concerts, revivals, family reunions, weddings, those kind of events where you might need it more than just Sunday. You know, I want to be, letter D there, basic fairness with those seeking long-term usage. I had shared with, I think, Jody or one of y'all, I can't remember now, we had an outside church wanted to come in here, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't feel good about it. I did not feel good about the presentation they come and made to me, and so I began to quiz. They dropped some names of some people they knew here, and I said, okay. So let me. I called them, and they said they're gonna come in, and they're gonna, you know, churches. Unfortunately, I'm a pastor of one, but churches can scam people out of money. Religious organizations been doing it for years. You know, main thing you deal in usually is cash. So it makes it hard for the IRS to get on top of that. So, you know, we're at our church, we're very careful, probably like y'all at your churches, that you're very careful to handle that in a correct way or a way that has integrity. But when you have outside people wanting to use your building, that's an issue. And so I would definitely want to, let's look at serving Liberty County folks who, if we decided we wanted to do that. There may be some conflicts with existing scheduling. For example, somebody says we want to have a revival Sunday through Wednesday, but we know they got a basketball game on Tuesday night somewhere and they need the gym. Obviously, anything and everything we do would have to take precedence over anything that they want to do. And that, of course, that just come down to scheduling. The available facilities would be Hoster, Toler, and High School, and then the district office. Currently, we have been renting our facilities. We've primarily been here at the district office. C.W. Roberts, there's been Winter Collins, was it Community Wellness or Community Healthcare? I can't remember the name of it. They've used it for trainings. Talcon Electric has used Hosford School for a meeting. We've had the new Liberty County High School gym. We hosted Marco Rubio, the Republican Party, rented that. They paid the fees, didn't waive any fees for them because they're, you know, so there's some waivers we can do. We try to do if it's benefiting kids. They still have to provide the insurance, but we have waived fees in certain situations. C.W. Roberts, I guess one most of the time they give us boo-koodles of money for teacher appreciation, for back to school breakfast, and I'll be honest with you, I've let them use it for free. They've paid so much stuff for us. So I, you know, that's one of the things I didn't call y'all on. I felt like I knew what the answer would be. If y'all need to know more of that, I'd be glad to share that. But I felt like, look, they're partnering with us. They only need it one time this year. Use it. Go use it. You know, district costs. This is where we get down to you know what. Right now, we're charging about $35 an hour, and I want to say that's the same figure as it was in the 90s. Here's our rental agreements. Now, renter provides insurance. This is current policy and practice. It's $1 million worth of coverage. It costs literally not a whole lot of nothing to get that. If you have larger numbers of people, you know, you start. I know for the Gann brothers, we did a sheriff sing down at the Marina Civic Center back when it was open. I would insure it for 1,800 people, and it was the same if I had 10 people. So I think there's about a 2,000 or 2,500 limit. Obviously, we're not going to look at those kind of numbers here, but it's very affordable insurance, honestly. You've got electricity cost. You have water cost. You have janitorial cost. You have LP gas. We've got, if a group wanted to come in here and use this and the kitchen, obviously, you know, they may want to use it for a fellowship hall, and they may want to cook meals there. These are some of those things that is not spelled out in our policy right now. Right now, $35 an hour for non-school related usage. Some issues, 4D, security and space from current offices. Obviously, now this is the district office, so we currently don't have a way to really kind of isolate that area during the day. We're here, you know, and so we kind of can monitor that. Some of y'all may or may not know, but can I turn that? Mm-hmm. Enable that. So we got cameras everywhere in here. So please be careful. We watching. In fact, during our meeting, we saw some people in the gym shouldn't have been there, and I told Jeff, I said, "Go get them." And of course, we watched Jeff come in there and do what he needed to do. But when you're here, that's not so much a problem. When you're not here, that's going to be the things. Could we invest in doors that would lock off that area? Absolutely. We can do that. It would be a little bit of a cost, but yes, we could do that with some planning. But, $35 an hour probably just don't get it. Now, let me put my pastor hat on. If I wanted to start a church, this would be an ideal way of doing it and say, okay, so I'm going to use two hours on Sunday morning, and that's it. Okay, so that's $70 plus my insurance, which probably cost me another $70 to $150. I'm taking up offerings. Why do I want to go build a building? I'll just have my church right here. I got everything I need. I got bathrooms. I got toilets. I've got sinks. I've got building space. I've got a kitchen for a fellowship hall, and I got plenty of space. That is a cheap church setup. Just telling you from a pastor perspective, that's a pretty good deal. I think probably, you know, I think we need to look at is what should we, if y'all even want to do this at all, what should we look at for a longer term lease or a longer term use? Let me give you an example, 5A, and I'll shut up when we talk about it. The old adult education, which is right out there, we were getting $2,000 a month from the county while they were doing renovation work at the Civic Center. Now, they were using 8 hours a day. That was every day, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and that was $2,000 a month. And I thought that was a fair for commercial property. I can tell you, I've inquired about these dollar stores. They want about $4,500 a month. For leasing it, that's also a possibility for a church. Somebody, you could take one of those dollar stores and do it. They don't want to sell them. They like residual income, which is kind of what I like too. I like having money come in. North Florida Child Development, we are still in negotiations with them to use this thing, and that's something that I would like to use indefinitely and have some income coming in. Residual income for usage is useful. If we know that we're renting space and we know that we're getting X amount of dollars a month, that's pretty cool, you know, to be able to do. So here's the questions I, you know, want to throw at y'all. Number one, do we want to, and if y'all need more time to think about it, that's fine. We can talk about it at another workshop or board meeting. I just needed to start that conversation for a couple reasons. It really does need addressing, and we're getting requests for that. Is that something we want to do? Do we want to go in the rental business? Do we want to charge enough to make it worth our while? Or do we want to say this area up here at the district office? And I can make great arguments either way. The county office needs to be for only during the day, and if we're not here, nobody else needs to be here. The gym is a little different. It's a separate building. You know what I'm saying? You can give somebody a key. I believe half of Bristol has a key to the gym anyway. We're finding out that people are getting in that gym. That's a separate building. Now, it, of course, don't have cooking facilities, kitchen, and all that kind of stuff, but you can do some like stuff out there. But if they are willing to pay the price and use that, it's a great space to hold a lot of people. And you could almost divide it and say, we're going to do a Sunday school class down here, Sunday school class down here, come for one and eat afterwards or whatever. Just need to know kind of a direction. Like I say, if y'all need more time, that's fine. If y'all want to talk about it tonight, that's fine too. But we do have a request on the table, and with Miss Gloria, and I'm not told. I told her what we were doing. I said we're going to talk about it in workshop, and then we'll go from there if that's something the board wants to do. But I told her right now, and I was very transparent with her. I said, Miss Gloria, $35 ain't enough, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, I don't think we either way do it or not. We don't need to go in the hole if we do it.
Correct. I think at $35 an hour, you do.
You light bill up here, you ain't want to pay this light bill. I mean, it's
crazy.
$28,000.
It's crazy.
A month. But you still got a thing with their insurance and all. But then we've got to have somebody that's going to be going behind them and checking out and saying, hey, okay, well, they damaged chairs or the walls toward.
Yeah. You know,
this hadn't been changed since 2013.
I think the rates have been the same since.
It's been forever.
It's been an error. We've had, and I tell you right now, we got plumbing issues up here. Not to scare anybody off, but your brother Jerome comes up here a lot with the big snake, and he. It's mainly the women, but you know, I'm playing.
No, that's
I'm
the
not,
truth. That's where it kind of is. True.
And we personally rented it out. Kind of individually for a night or whatever. I really don't have an issue with that. But renting it long term, it's kind of like you said, if I want to start a church, it's okay to start a church. But after a month, you know, you need to be letting us know you got another building and you're moving on.
It could be as easy as we just don't do long term. We don't do long term leases.
Yeah,
correct.
We do short term. You know, one night, two nights. That's it. And
That's my personal opinion.
And it ain't about a church or anything else.
Right.
We're gonna do short term leases. That's gonna be one or two nights.
one or two days for training, I mean, or, you know, a week for training, that's a training event. But if you get into long-term leasing, it is the same thing like when I'm thinking about it in my head, RVs. You know, I'd like to do a couple RV spots. You get them in long-term, it's gonna be hard to get them out.
Yeah.
Well, the way you do that, if you do the short-term, say, I mean, it still could be Ms. Gloria doing it, but she only does it on Sunday and Wednesday. And I'm gonna do it next Sunday and next Wednesday, and next Sunday and next Wednesday. You know, I mean.
That's a long-term. You, how long are you gonna be occupying this space?
What I'm saying, she may just wanna come in and go on this day from here to here, from this day from here.
Well, so using her question, she's wanting to use it longer-term.
We're talking about.
And maybe indefinitely.
Let me ask you this, you say they got to buy the insurance, $1 million insurance policy, and we've been doing that for years. But if a person come in and say they got the $1 million insurance, how long is that good for? Is it good for one weekend, or is it good for a month?
They usually have to specify when they get it, what, like if it's a one-night deal, that it's good for that one night.
If she does it indefinitely, for you're only gonna be doing an insurance policy for the most. On that a year.
And see, I don't know if anybody's gonna write her or anybody else who wants to use it long term.
Well, that's gonna be kind of go like an aggregate.
That's what I'm
gonna do.
Somebody do it.
Or she can afford it. Or whoever.
It's affordable. I don't know that anybody's gonna underwrite it.
If you do it for a year.
Multiple times. Right.
For what you're trying to do.
Right.
I personally,
one night a year is a whole.
Yeah. You know, she wants to rent it this Sunday and next Sunday, or three Sundays or four Sundays, or, you know, Wednesday night. But as far as setting up a long-term rental agreement, and that would be for anybody in anything.
No, I mean, at that point, if you do long-term.
That's what Jody was saying. You could say, we can do 1 month. That's the longest you can use it continually.
And it's going to be this amount, because $35 an hour is not going to pay for the lights and the fuel.
Yeah.
Or whatever they do in there.
I can tell you, when we told Talquin, they did a meeting in Hosford. When we told them $35, they said, excuse me? Oh, okay. I mean, they were like, wow.
Yeah, we're gonna have this the rest of the day.
Yeah, they may start doing their annual meetings in Hosford School for the whole cooperative.
So, what do you guys think on the hourly rate?
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking. I mean,
if y'all need more time, I'm okay with that. Okay. So tonight, I don't need an answer tonight. If y'all need more time to think about it, I can talk to y'all individually, and then y'all can kind of maybe give me a direction there, and then maybe come back and we can workshop it maybe before the meeting next month.
It's not something we have to have an early meeting and vote on and all that?
No, yeah.
We need to do our homework and find out what comparable rates are.
Yeah, I can do that.
Why
don't y'all let me do this? Why don't I call, I know Bay County uses a school. In fact, by the way, Mr. Husfeldt resigned from the superintendency in Bay County. It's effective July in the school year. I had a gut feeling he was going. I think he's ready to go to pasture. he said that. He told me he thought he was not going to finish his term out.
The rate per hour is kind of getting me. I'm getting caught up on the rate per hour versus the amount per square foot.
Yeah, and we're over a nice facility.
That's me.
You know what I mean? It's a nice whatever we are.
I will call the schools around here, the districts around here, and find out what they're doing. I can do that. I can get FADS to do that. They'll do it throughout the state.
I mean, what's the student center charge for a night?
I can tell you this.
You can't rent it right now, but it was about $100 an hour.
Civic Center Bluntstown, because we were going to use it for Maddie's reception, was $250.
An hour?
$250 for an evening, 3 hours,
yeah.
And then $50 an hour after that. For it was very affordable. I mean, we were like blown away how inexpensive it was. Now, I don't know that's what the rates are now, but all I know is 2 months before the wedding, they told us we couldn't use it due to COVID. So that was a problem.
I think somebody stays on site with them also.
Yeah, and they have somebody, yeah, they have somebody that works there. But let me do this. If y'all okay with this, I'll poll the other districts and see what they're doing and see what their policies are and then get, and just shoot that out.
Like she said, square footage versus.
Yeah, see, some of them may do it by site because one's bigger than the other, you know.
Yeah, you may rent the gym, but you know.
The gym's going to be a different rate than the auditorium.
It's not air conditioned over there, you know, or right. It is air conditioned, right. or whatever.
Right.
But $35 definitely doesn't get it.
That won't pay for it to be cleaned.
No, and the thing is, you got to put that in whatever the writing is, and you know, with somebody on this. In our policy, it's your duty to clean it up.
Or you lose your deposit.
You're going to lose the deposit of whatever the deposit is. Right. And that's just like a wedding venue or anything of that nature.
That's right.
And if you want us to clean it up, then it's going to cost you this much.
Right. That's right. Okay. I'll do that. Any other questions for that?
Do we need to give you these?
The scoring sheets?
Yeah.
Can we come do that last? Because this next one shouldn't take long. And then we'll talk about that. So go ahead and get this out of the way. Okay, so the resolution. This morning the county commission approved this resolution. This is almost verbatim to theirs. All I did was cut and paste and take county commission output school board. So let me give y'all just a little background history. A few weeks ago, I found out that we had over almost 13,000 acres of Liberty County land that the state was fixing to buy. I know that bothers all of us a lot because that comes off the tax roll and forever. And so any kind of revenue that you can get off of that land, whether it be ad valorem taxes, timber, or any all of the above, we lose that. County loses it. We lose it. And so in 1993 and again in 2019, the county commission did resolutions asking the state and federal government, please don't do this. Now, y'all know a resolution is just, this is our stance. It has no binding authority. It just says, this is our stance. Daniel, our clerk of court, called me and says, did you know about this? I said, I did not. It was already on the governor's cabinet agenda to purchase it. That, along with some other land. In other different counties. And so the other counties might have been a few acres here, a few acres there. Ours was almost 13,000 acres. So I will tell you there were some people in this county, and I'm just going to be transparent with you, who were took it upon themselves to talk to people at the governor's office and on the cabinet and were very successful in getting it taken off the agenda. It came off the agenda. When I was made aware of it, again, in total transparency, I don't like it. But I don't think the school board nor the county commission or my office or any other office in this county has the authority or the power or the legal means to tell a private landowner, you can't sell your land. I ain't found it. I don't know that we can tell the governor and the state, you can't buy it. Now, we can protest, we can pitch fit, we can do all we can do, but as far as it's stopping it, I've not found that yet. I've not found that ability. So Daniel and I and Hannah was going to go sit down and make a presentation to the governor. Here's what we found out through all this process. Y'all know we get PILT money from the forest, the Apalachicola National Forest. It's about $300,000 or $400,000 a year, payment in lieu of taxes. Well, we got state land. Come to find out, guess what? Liberty County Schools don't get any money, PILT money. Do what?
County Commission.
County Commission does. They get it. So here's what we're trying to find out, and Miss Marie's trying to figure it out. We're all putting our heads together. Does the county get an allocation, goes to Miss Marie Goodman, and then that just, is that supposed to be divided between us and the county commission? She's done nothing wrong. Nobody, there's no hanky-panky, there's no impropriety. We just got to find out what's the procedure here. We know what our procedure is with the federal PILT money. We have to give the sheriff a certain amount, And then they get some, they can only, theirs is restricted, they can only use it for roads and bridges. We can use it for whatever we want to. But the county gets about $30,000. So right now, we get this much PILT money, and it's only based on water management property. It's $281, a whole $281. So we have started that process of trying to figure it out. We were going to go make a presentation in front of the cabinet to say, look here, we would, if you're going to buy our land, then y'all need to do like what Florida Forest Service does. You remember, they bring us a check for about $18,000 a year based on camping sales and fees and timber. Somewhere usually between $17,000 and $22,000. We feel like they should have to do that with this. Well, we're not getting any money from Toria Park, Nature Conservancy, some of these state things that have come in and bought this property. So we're just saying, look, say if you're going to buy the land, Governor, if you're going to buy the land, can you help a brother out? We need, you know, whoever's going. Now, here's what I've been told. FWC's going to manage it, which would, to me, mean they're going to possibly make a hunt area out of that. That means there's going to be special license for that, management area license. How about giving us a cut of that since it's our, we got lost revenue? Now you're making money off the land, and we're not making any. The ad valorem taxes for this tract of land is about $12,000 a year. It's not much. But that's what it is now. For timber, stumps, hunting, whatever, there's, you know what I'm saying? And we all got to look beyond our tenure in leadership. Let's look 30 years down the road, you know, because guarantee you, 30 years, none of us going to be here because we've got term limits, you know. What is that going to look like for the next group that comes here? We need to make sure we're trying to get some revenue off that. So I said all that to say this. That those folks that tried to represent us, and I do mean us, the county, they went to the governor's office and said, hey, this is the county's position on this. That was said. This is the county's position. Well, guess what? County Commission hadn't given a position in the form of a resolution, nor had the board. I take that as an insult. But these are some people who assert themselves, and it's their right to do, but don't say I represent the county. Say you represent your own, and that's fair. That's fair. So Daniel and I both talked. We feel like the board and the county needs to be singing out of the same hymn book on this one. So they passed this. This was a 5-0 vote this morning. It's identical to what they passed, except the verbiage has changed to put the board where it had county commission. I would like y'all to approve that at the February meeting 13th. So if you want to look at it, you want to tweak it, you feel like it needs to say something or not say something, this is just for your benefit tonight, if you'll look at that. But I think it says a lot. It basically says, leave our land alone, but if you're going to buy it, we need some remuneration for it.
From now on.
In perpetuity is the word. But the board got behind that this morning, and I would like us to do the same. But if y'all want to tweak it, that's fine. That's good. I'm okay with that. But this is what they passed, and all I did, like I say, is just change county commission to school board. Okay? So
you got that. I don't know if you're talking with everybody on the board, but I know the other day, and I was trying to write this down as you tell me, you breaking it down per acre, what the county owns, what the school board owns, what the state owns, what the federal, you had all those.
Give me 2 seconds.
And just right here, enlighten a little bit on this from what he was telling me, of how all our acreage is split, you know, in the county, who owns what, whether it's, you know, the federal government or state government, individuals.
Yeah, I'll send this to you as well. Daniel prepared this as well, and I'll send this to you. Liberty County has 534,000, basically, and some change acres. Federal lands, 270,000. State-owned lands, 34,000. And this would add an additional 12. And guess what? They want more. They're looking at some on the river swamp. They want some more. There's another track they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
County-owned lands, obviously this would be what the county owns, 540 acres. Nonprofit, 6,500 acres. Cemeteries, 22 acres. Schools, we have 118. City of Bristol, 59. Utility companies, 231. Railroad, 21 acres. Residential acreage is 9,600 acres, commercial 1,600, ag acreage is 181,000, and churches, which is, are mostly tax exempt, 61 acres. So 63% of our land base is non-taxable.
And that's state federal.
So right now, state owns 57,000. This is a pending sale of 12,400 acres with a potential addition of 20,000 acres by the end of the year.
Johnson
Swamp. So you're approaching 100,000 acres in our county that will not, will no longer be ours, or in opportunity for private ownership.
And that's about, if you dig the rest of it, that's about another, and on top of that, it'll be around $50,000 in taxes that mm-hmm. will not be given.
And our tax base is already set.
We are one of seven fiscally, Daniel does a wonderful job putting this together. You know, we're one of, I think, two counties in the panhandle that does not have an interstate or coastal property. You know, and so it's pretty incredible. Going back to the state PILT money, that's in statute. So Chris Doolin's been helping me with that. We had a big meeting last week about that. One good thing that come out of that is there somebody from the state DP said, well, if you hadn't been get it, you can apply. We think you can go back 10 years and get it in arrears.
Woo.
So that might be a possibility, that since they didn't pay it and we were entitled to it, we may be able to go back. They told me and Daniel both that. So we're researching that quickly to make sure we don't.
Entitled to it?
Sir?
Was the school board entitled?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that question came up before and I asked about it and they said that we
won't. Well, there's two statutes, and I'll send this to you as well. Statute 259-032. Addresses the loss of revenue to local governments, and then there's 589 that talks about the Florida Forest Service giving us that 15%, but it's 259.032.
And that's loss of revenue?
The loss of revenue to local governments, and it says if payment in lieu of taxes shall be available to all counties that have a population of 150,000 or fewer, that's us, and it does say it goes to any taxable or tax authority. Thank you, James. You just read my brain. Any tax authority. So that would be the county and us. Yep. So that's it. 259. I'll send y'all this.
There's a whole lot going on there.
I agree, but I have a very split feeling on this, and I, it's just talk loud. Somebody could come in and buy this property, develop, and we need some affordable houses.
Right, don't get me wrong.
They go in, they buy this property, and they develop it, and they bring in, you know, 20,000 people. Let's just, I don't know, you know, go right down 231. You see what I'm talking about. Housing industry is just blowing up. You know, people are moving to these. We've had people moving in here from California. They're buying houses left and right. Okay. I agree. And I'm definitely not about the tax loss, the money, you know, losing money in any way, taken away from our children. But I also realize that there's property that, like I said, could be bought by a private individual to do that and make Liberty County if you make it a WMA and you protect that land, then it's very hard to reverse that. I know that because I work with DEP.
We'll never get it back.
That's what I'm saying. We'll never get it back, but it's our land. It's state lands. No, it's like sacred land. You know, we'll never get it back, but we'll also never have to worry about a mall sitting there either.
Right, right.
So you've got to look at every side of this. You know, if we lose however much money, 20,000, whatever, you know, in taxes over a period of time, is it worth the fight to do something like this and say we oppose? Oppose is a strong word.
Well, I don't think they're saying oppose in it. I think what Kyle is talking about is, well, I mean, it may say that, but like I told Kyle before, you know, you don't play the devil's advocate. You say, just like he did, look, you know, if you're going to buy the land, you're going to get it. If the governor wants to get it, he's going to get it.
He's going to get it.
It's going to be back on the agenda in March.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be back on the agenda in March.
And it'll be done. And the thing is to say, look, we don't want you to, but if you do, kind of help us out here a little bit. Give us some field money or something.
Instead of saying we don't want you to, if you do, say it a different word. If you do it, we know you can.
So if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth whereas, it says, while the Liberty County School Board opposes, and this, again, just a draft, opposes the state or federal government from purchasing land in Cameron, the board recognizes the benefit of state-owned land.
I agree. But if that was to be turned around, just a little bit, that wording there is very strong to me.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to come right out and say, we oppose you buying our land, period.
So let me talk as Kyle. Okay, so let me talk as Kyle Petty, private citizen. I am opposed to it. I don't like it. I don't like the state comes in. This is Kyle Petty, the citizen. I believe the world functions on private ownership as much as possible. If the government continues to come in, I tell you, a county that's in the most of their county is in governmental land is Franklin County. Now, they got that little thing called St. George Island that makes up for it. From an ad valorem tax value, you know, you got million-dollar homes down there. Most of Franklin County is not owned by Franklin County folks. And that didn't happen. That happened one parcel at a time. We've got a lot of... I agree. I like the fact...
And I respect and see
where you're
coming
from. So I'm just saying... I'm saying...
I just need to see...
Take time. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm just saying that... I went to the Chamber of Commerce meeting last Monday. Was it last Monday? I'm losing track of time. What's today? Tuesday? Last week. How about that? I can't remember.
It was last Monday.
It was last Monday. So it was Chamber of Commerce meeting. Mr. Johnny stood up and made this statement. We dodged a bullet on the sale of this land. And, you know, the state is trying to buy more and more things, and that takes away from our opportunity to be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. And we need to oppose that any time that comes up. Almost a standing ovation. I've talked to a lot of people about this. And I think people, it's one of those things, I don't like it, I want y'all to stop, but... And I think that was the sentiment from the county commission.
Right.
We don't like it, but if you're gonna do it, have some kind of funding mechanism
right.
in place.
I agree with that part.
Right.
Now, and I don't think I've ever heard of this. Has the state ever come in and bought property and turned around and gave it back to the county?
It's a private owner.
I understand. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not aware.
But she's saying if they buy this from this private owner,
if they buy, will they turn around and give it? If the county wanted it, if the county says, help us.
I would think they would have to. It would be a bid thing. I'm not aware of any, but I would think if they did that, they'd have. Yeah, I think they'd have to bid it. It'd be to the highest bidder. It'd almost have to be.
I don't think they could sell it to a county.
Well, it used to be in statute years ago if the state had. Because I know when we got rid of 13 Griffin, you probably remember this. When back in the day now, I think that statute is gone now. The first dibs went to state and county.
Other governmental.
Governmental entities.
You're right about that on that
night. I've got a feeling, and I think this popped up on the jail when I was looking in the jail working with EP2. I think that statute's been rescinded.
I just want y'all to think about it. This is what they come up with. I want us to be, like I say, singing out the same hymn book. But if y'all have some different ideas, this is going to be your your resolution, but I do think we need to let them know. We need to let the governor and the legislature know what our stance is, so nobody tries to say, I know what the school board's thinking, and that's what happened here. That I can't stop them from doing that.
Right.
I think it's awful, but that's happening, and that's what got led it.
And it's going back on the agenda when?
March.
So we just slowed it down. Somebody slowed it down.
Correct.
And stopped.
Correct. And let me say, that ain't necessarily a bad thing, because now we're having some conversations, and we're going to continue to have those conversations. Daniel and I are going to go spend some time with Petronas and try to, because he's very, we've talked with his folks. They are very empathetic to what our situation is. They get it. Of course, he does, because he's from the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. He understands Liberty County. He's been here numerous times. He's got lots of friends over here. So we're having that. We're trying to strike a deal here. If it's going to happen, let's get the best deal possible.
Yeah,
that benefits us as a taxing authority and government, and also our citizens.
But at the end of the day, I mean, even the state buys it and they say, no, we're not giving you anything. We're going to buy the land, and that's that.
Right.
We have to accept that. I mean, but we don't want to make them mad and say that.
You don't want to have to take a bulldog approach.
You can't take a bulldog approach.
You want to be...
You gotta have some decorum on how you handle this, you know. Some statesmanship, for sure. But if y'all look at that, and I'll send y'all what Daniel sent me as far as these stats, and then maybe we can come back and talk about that individually, and y'all kind of guide me on what put as an agenda item. The agenda will need to go out next Monday.
Right.
Okay.
So, we got the rest of this week. Okay. Anything else on that, y'all? Okay, lastly, scoring sheets. Y'all give me a direction. Do y'all want to, have you scored them?
I am.
Okay, do y'all want to pass them down here and let me announce what we're looking at and then kind of start some discussions from there?
Yeah, I might have told it all up.
Okay.
This is Jody.
Divide them. Whoop. Oh, you got the rest of them, sorry. Do y'all need a 2-minute break? Let me score these real quick.
Yes.
Y'all go.
Sir.